To find out more about their stance on local topics, a group of North Okanagan-based services organizations came up with a list of 10 questions for the four candidates in Vernon Lake Country Menasche for the April 28 federal election. The groups, Family Resource Center, Nexus BC Community Resource Center, Vernon School District, Turning Points Collaborative, Vernon and District Immigrant and Community Services Society, and the Canadian Mental Health Association Vernon and District, came up with questions significant to the community for the candidates. Responses received prior to the group's deadline came from Leah Main, New Democratic Party, Anna Warwick Sears, Liberal Party of Canada, Blair Vischer, Green Party of Canada. Conservative Party of Canada candidate Scott Anderson did not reply ahead of the group's deadline. Questions ranged from funding the 988 Suicide Crisis Helpline, to how parties plan to grow the economy with funding cuts to immigration, to preventing the spread of invasive mussels in Okanagan Lake. Each organization is determining how to circulate the responses to their clients and staff, as well as the community, said the local mental health branch in a release. For more information, please reach out to the participating organizations. CMHA Vernon has posted the candidate responses at Canadian Federal Election 2025 CMHA Vernon. Here are the questions posed and answers. 1. Where do you stand on permanently funding the 988 Suicide Crisis Helpline and the creation of mobile crisis intervention teams? Main, absolutely. Mental health support must be treated as essential, not optional. The 988 Suicide Crisis Helpline is saving lives, and it deserves permanent funding. We also need to invest in mobile crisis teams that can meet people where they are, especially in rural and remote communities like ours. Help should be available 24/7, not dependent on your postal code. Warwick Sears. This was brought in by the Liberal government in 2023, and I am highly supportive of these efforts. Federally, the Liberal plan is to establish a new federal transfer to provinces and territories to expand the delivery of high-quality, accessible, and free mental health services. The mobile crisis intervention teams are led by the provincial governments and in BC directed by the regional health authorities. To continue these laudable efforts to address mental health issues in Canada, we need a strong representative in Ottawa that can work with these groups in a collaborative manner to find solutions that are a fit for each local community. Vischer. I strongly support permanent federal funding for the 988 Suicide Crisis Helpline. Mental health is healthcare, and we must ensure that life-saving services like 988 are always available. I also advocate for the creation and expansion of mobile crisis intervention teams, particularly those that are trauma-informed and include mental health professionals, not just police. These teams should be available in both urban and rural communities. 2. How would you respond to the anxiety Canada's current relationship with the U.S. has created, particularly in resource communities like Vernon and Lumbee? Main, I hear that anxiety loud and clear. We're seeing the real-world impact of tariff wars right here in our communities. Prices are up, jobs are disappearing, and small businesses are hurting. That's why I support using tariff revenues to directly support workers and local businesses, not corporations who already have the means to weather these storms. We also need to stop putting all our eggs in the American basket. It's time for Canada to nurture trade, defense, and cultural partnerships around the world, with countries in South America, Africa, Europe, and Asia. We can't keep letting instability south of the border dictate our future. Warwick Sears. This election is like no other. I'm extremely concerned about the threats to Canadian sovereignty. If our sovereignty is weakened through policies of appeasement, we risk losing much of what we most value. The U.S. is tearing up trade agreements that our forestry industries depend on. I feel Mark Carney and the Liberal Party are the only hope we have in this difficult situation. We need an experienced, educated leader who understands how national and international economies work. I want to help them find solutions that work for communities here in the BC interior. The Liberal Party has a plan to address this issue, and the softwood lumber industry and mass timber technologies are central to this plan to build at a scale and pace not seen since the Second World War. Using these Canadian solutions, a Mark Carney-led Liberal government will double the pace of residential construction to almost 500,000 new homes a year over the next decade, including on public lands. This will help communities facing affordability challenges, housing challenges, and help builders address rising costs of land and construction using Canadian forestry products to build Canada strong. Visher. Communities like Vernon and Lumbee rely heavily on stable, predictable cross-border relations. The Green Party supports fair trade, ecological sustainability, and community resilience. We must reduce dependence on volatile markets by investing in local value-added industries, sustainable forestry, and regenerative agriculture. My goal is to support resource communities in building economic security that is not at the whim of geopolitical shifts. 3. How will Canada's economy be able to grow with cutbacks to immigration? Maine. The short answer is, it won't. Our economy depends on immigration. Cutting immigration is bad economics and bad policy. It means fewer workers, fewer entrepreneurs, and fewer solutions. I will stand up for fair, welcoming, and well-supported immigration that strengthens both our urban centers and rural communities like Vernon and Lumbee. Warwick Sears. Mark Carney acknowledges that while immigration has been a key driver of Canada's economic growth in the past, recent surges have strained housing, healthcare, and public services, and that is why the Liberal government stopped the temporary foreign worker program expansion, because large corporations were abusing the program. Mark Carney and the Liberal team propose a balanced approach that aligns immigration levels with the country's capacity to support newcomers, ensuring sustainable economic development. He has outlined a multifaceted strategy to stimulate Canada's economic growth, energy development, commitment to advancing both clean energy and low-carbon conventional energy sources to reduce dependence on imports and bolster domestic energy production. Regulatory reform. Establishment of a major federal project office with a one project, one review mandate to streamline approval processes for major projects, aiming to eliminate duplication in federal and provincial environmental assessments and expedite decision-making within 2 years. Trade diversification. Initiation of negotiations for a new economic and security relationship with the United States in response to recent tariff changes, while also seeking to strengthen ties with other trading partners to stabilize and expand global trade relationships and the options for Canadian products. Visher. Immigration is vital to Canada's economy and cultural fabric. Rather than cutbacks, we need to invest in smoother, faster pathways to residency and citizenship, especially for skilled workers, caregivers, and refugees. The Green Party supports decentralized immigration that allows smaller communities like ours to welcome newcomers and meet our workforce needs, particularly in healthcare, childcare, and construction. 4. What policies are you proposing to increase the inventory of affordable housing units and address the housing crisis across Canada? Maine, housing is a basic human right. We need to build 500,000 new units of affordable, non-market housing, including co-ops, social housing, and purpose-built rentals. I'll also fight to stop corporate landlords from buying up homes and jacking up rents, and I'll make sure that rural communities get their fair share of federal housing investment. This crisis didn't happen overnight, and it won't be solved by cuts or empty promises. Warwick Sears. In the face of President Trump's tariffs, we need to build for Canadians. The Liberal Party has a plan to build homes that Canadians can afford and, in the process, create a new industry that can take on the world. Our housing action plan includes cutting red tape and building more than 100,000 new homes across Canada through the Housing Accelerator Fund. Incentivizing cities to build more homes, including for the most vulnerable. Repurposing more federal lands to build homes on. Removing the GST from new rental housing, including cooperative housing corporations that provide long-term rentals. Unlocking low-cost financing for rental construction to build up to 30,000 more homes per year. Financing more rental housing by providing loans through the Apartment Construction Loan Program to help build 30,000 new homes. Prioritizing skilled tradespeople with financial support for skills training and certification. We will make housing more affordable by delivering on key priorities, like the creation of a new tax-free first home savings account, doubling of the first-time home buyer's tax credit, and making sure house flippers pay their fair share. To protect renters and buyers, the Liberal Housing Plan also includes ensuring housing is for Canadians, not corporations. Supporting low-income renters with a $500 top-up to nearly 1.8 million renters struggling with the cost of housing. For first-time home buyers, eliminating the GST for residences below $1 million. Implementing a new Canadian mortgage charter to make sure Canadians know their rights to access relief and support when they need it, including allowing temporary extensions of the pay period for mortgage holders at financial risk. Waiving fees and costs that would have otherwise been for relief measures. Not requiring insured mortgage holders to requalify when switching mortgage lenders. Requiring banks to contact homeowners 4 to 6 months in advance of their mortgage renewal to inform them of renewal options. Giving at-risk homeowners the option to make lump sum payments or sell their principal residence without any prepayment penalties. Not charging interest on interest. Vischer, housing is a human right. I support a national affordable and non-market housing strategy that includes massive investments in cooperative and nonprofit housing. Acquiring and converting vacant and underused properties. Stronger rent protections and vacancy control. Federal support for Indigenous-led housing initiatives. In our region, we must prioritize housing close to transit, services, and job centers, and ensure developments include deeply affordable units. 5. How will you advocate for a full spectrum of addiction services, including harm reduction and long-term recovery housing, and ensure they are accessible in both urban and rural communities? Maine, addiction is a health issue, not a moral failing. That means we need the full spectrum of services, harm reduction, detox, treatment beds, and long-term recovery housing. And these services must be available in rural areas, not just cities. I've worked in local and national government, and I know how to push for solutions that meet people where they are. We need to act now, because lives are on the line. Warwick Sears. As answered in question 1, the Liberal plan is to establish a new federal transfer to provinces and territories, to expand the delivery of high-quality, accessible, and free mental health services, as part of our universal health care. This funding will be tied to mental health supports only and will be accountable by the provincial governments and regional health authorities these health transfers are given to. Vischer. Addiction is a health issue, not a criminal one. I will advocate for expanded harm reduction, safe supply, overdose prevention sites. More detox beds and long-term recovery housing. Integrated mental health and addiction care in community clinics. These services must be funded equitably in rural and urban areas, with input from people with lived experience. 6. How will you increase childcare spaces, especially for ages 0 to 3? Maine, $10 a day childcare was a major win, and I'm fighting to protect and expand it. That means more spaces, better support for early childhood educators, and targeted investment in rural communities. No parent should have to turn down work or drive an hour each way just to find a spot for their toddler. Warwick Sears. The Liberal Party has implemented significant measures to enhance childcare accessibility and affordability, particularly for children aged 0 to 3. In 2021, the Liberal government introduced a plan to reduce childcare fees within the next year and achieve $10 a day childcare within 5 years. In March 2024, the Prime Minister proposed an additional $1 billion in low-cost loans and grants to childcare providers to create more $10 a day spots. The Liberal childcare plan will expand the number of childcare spaces by building 250,000 new high-quality childcare spaces across the country, focusing on those areas with limited access. Support for early childhood educators with a commitment to hire 40,000 more early childhood educators to ensure quality care and address staffing shortages. Vischer. The Green Party supports a federally funded, universally accessible, and publicly managed early learning and childcare system. In rural areas like the North Okanagan, we must offer incentives for providers to open spaces for infants and toddlers, increase ECE wages, and fund capital costs for new centers, including in First Nations communities. 7. Last school year, the federal government contributed $1.2 million to the education of on-reserve students at School District 22, Vernon. However, SD 22 spent an estimated $2 million minus $800,000 more than the federal funding received, to ensure on-reserve Okanagan Indian Band students received the same supports as other students. What will your party do to ensure the education of on-reserve students is equitably funded? Maine, it is unacceptable that school districts are forced to fill gaps because the federal government isn't doing its job. On-reserve students deserve equitable funding, period. The NDP is committed to full and fair federal funding for Indigenous education, and I will push hard to ensure local school boards are no longer carrying that burden alone. Warwick Sears. In 2015, an investment of $500 million over 3 years was allocated for immediate First Nations education infrastructure improvements, enhancing learning environments. In the 2016 budget, $969.4 million was allocated over 5 years to the Enhanced Education Infrastructure Fund. Between 2015 and 2021, the federal government increased funding for elementary and secondary education for First Nations students on reserve by 74%, aiming to match provincial funding formulas and address specific community needs. The Liberal Party acknowledges the continued funding disparities affecting on-reserve students and is committed to ensuring equitable education funding for First Nations students. To address this, the Liberals propose aligning federal funding with provincial standards and enhancing support for Indigenous education. The Liberal key commitments are to equalize funding levels to provide First Nations schools with funding equal to that of provincial schools, recognizing the current 30% funding gap. These initiatives demonstrate the Liberal Party's dedication to closing the education funding gap and supporting the success of First Nations students in regions like ours in Vernon Lake Country, Menashe. Visher. The chronic underfunding of education for Indigenous students is unacceptable. The Green Party would push to eliminate funding gaps between on- and off-reserve students by fully implementing the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. We support direct, long-term, and predictable funding for Indigenous-led education and partnerships with local school districts like South Dakota 22. 8. Studies indicate that 2SLGBTQ+ youth are at less risk of suicide when they have acceptance from adults and peers. How would you support the mental health and wellness of 2SLGBTQ+ youth? Maine, every child deserves to be safe and supported. I'll fight for inclusive education, community-based mental health services, and youth programs that affirm 2SLGBTQ+ identities. And I will too never back down from standing against the growing wave of hate and fear targeting queer and trans youth, especially in rural areas, where access to support can be limited. Acceptance saves lives, and we need leaders who understand that. Warwick Sears. In 2021-2022, the Liberal government expanded the capacity funding of $40 million over 4 years to Canadian LGBTQ2 service organizations. This funding aims to support community-based initiatives that provide vital services to 2SLGBTQ+ individuals, including mental health supports. Mark Carney and the Liberal Party are committed to continue these supports of the mental health and wellness of 2SLGBTQ+ youth through the Canada Mental Health Transfer to Provinces and Territories, with an initial investment of $4.5 billion over 5 years, to expand the delivery of high-quality, accessible, and free mental health services. This includes culturally competent care tailored to the unique needs of diverse communities, including 2SLGBTQ+ youth. Visher. Every child deserves to be safe and accepted. I support federal funding for inclusive education and anti-bullying programs. Support for GSAs, gender and sexuality alliances, in schools. Mental health programs tailored for 2SLGBTQ+ youth. Protections for trans and non-binary youth, including access to gender-affirming care and safe housing. 9. What measures would you take to prevent the spread of invasive mussels in Okanagan Lakes? Maine, I've spent decades working on water stewardship and environmental sustainability in the Slocan Valley. We need real federal partnership to fund boat inspections, enforce regulations, and support local groups already doing this work. Prevention is critical, Once invasive species take hold, the damage is irreversible and the costs skyrocket. Warwick Sears. I think the key word is in the question, prevent. The main way that mussels could be introduced is on watercraft coming in from infested areas, so we need to make sure that all watercraft are inspected before they can be launched into BC waters. I know BC and Alberta are working on legislation that could make this a requirement, and the Government of Canada has been working with the Western provinces to make sure there is a coordinated effort to prevent, detect, and respond rapidly if mussels are detected. As a Member of Parliament on the government side of the House, if elected, I will work to ensure that coordination and resources are strengthened to keep our beautiful Okanagan Lakes mussel-free, just as I have done for more than 19 years leading the Okanagan Basin Water Board. Visher. Preventing invasive mussels is urgent. I will advocate for mandatory watercraft inspections at all provincial and federal border crossings. Increased federal funding for provincial prevention and monitoring programs. Investment in research and rapid response strategies. We must protect our lakes, ecosystems, and tourism economy from irreversible damage. 10. As the population of seniors continues to increase, do you support initiatives that allow low-income seniors to live independently in their homes, such as funding housekeeping and maintenance? Maine, absolutely. Seniors deserve dignity and independence. I support funding for housekeeping, minor home repairs, and transportation services that help people stay safely in their homes. It's the right thing to do, and it also reduces pressure on hospitals and long-term care facilities. Our elders built this country. It's time we showed up for them. Warwick Sears, absolutely. President Trump's tariffs have ruptured the global economy, and Canadians are rightfully concerned about their retirement savings. The Liberal Party has announced measures to help Canadian seniors and retirement savings weather this storm by protect retirement savings by reducing the minimum amount that must be withdrawn from a Registered Retirement Income Fund, RRIF, by 25% for 1 year. This will allow Canadian seniors more flexibility in choosing when to draw from their retirement savings, and increase the guaranteed income supplement by 5% for 1 year, providing up to $652 more to low-income seniors, tax-free that seniors can use as they wish. Visher. Yes, I support initiatives that allow low-income seniors to live independently. This includes funding for in-home supports such as housekeeping, maintenance, and personal care. The Green Party also supports expanding the Guaranteed Livable Income and Affordable Home Retrofit programs to ensure seniors can live in comfort and dignity.